Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to talk about finding your unique value in a crowded niche. If you're thinking about creating products, if you're thinking about creating any type of offers, really, especially these days, it can feel very overwhelming. You may feel like everyone is already doing something like you want to do. Everyone already has a similar, there are plenty of people already having similar products, similar offers, and it might just feel like you don't really have space in this online world to like make actual sales, right? What's the purpose of creating yet another course about a topic that realistically has already been covered like more than necessary, right? So let's talk about that. How to actually go into this process with confidence that what you are creating, what you're gonna be bringing to the table is actually gonna be valuable. And these will be more like three mindset shifts that I want to go through that will help you to kind of reposition the way you think about it. And I hope this will inspire you to make that offer happen no matter what it is that you're thinking about creating. First of all, the first mindset shift is the following. You yourself, you are the selling point. The product itself does not matter as much as you think. The thing is that, yes, there are plenty of different products out there, especially when it comes to online courses, to coaching offers. It really seems, especially if you are in that bubble, it might seem that really everyone is doing this. And the thing is that your offer, what you're going to be creating, it doesn't have to be madly unique to actually make the sales. You don't have to come up with something that nobody has ever done. Yes, your product has to be useful. Yes, it has to be valuable. And it has to be worth your audience's time. But it does not have to be unique to actually make those sales happen. Because honestly, it's close to impossible these days to come up with anything really unique. So instead, you have to embrace this mindset shift. Start thinking about yourself, your experience, your story as the main selling point. It's not the idea. It's not the topic itself. It's you that can bring that idea to life. You are creating this product with your unique perspective, with your unique experience and your specific skill set. No matter what is your background or how long you have been in business, how long you've been doing what you're doing, or exactly what it is that you're offering, you are bringing unique set of skills to the table. The combination of it all is unique to you, right? Only you can tell your own story. Only you have that specific experience and that specific background. And this is how people will connect with you and your specific product. That's why, especially when it comes to marketing, it can be very important to talk about your experiences, to talk about your story, to actually bring that to life as well. Not only have it in your own mind and then put it in the course, right? But actually use the storytelling in your marketing to share those experiences. And ChatGPT here can be a great help as well. You can literally just share your story with ChatGPT and ask it how you can use this in your marketing. What are different stories you can tell? What are different perspectives you can bring to the table? And then as you're promoting your product, it's not just another product from the sea of similar offers, right? It's something unique. It's something that you specifically are bringing to the table and really nobody else can copy paste all of that, right? Now, the second mindset shift is the following. Way too many creators will fear the competition. And when you see that your product is already out there or like a similar idea, like your product is already out there, you instantly feel like you have to reevaluate what you're creating and you have to like rethink the whole thing, right? But here's the thing. If your idea is already out there, it means that you have a market. Especially if you see creators that seem to be successful. Obviously, we will not always know specifically what is happening behind the scenes, but if they're repeatedly selling their offers, they're repeatedly showing up for them, and you know, you have noticed that they seem to be successful, it means that there are people who want this type of a product, right? They have already proved that your idea is viable. And yes, your idea will not be exactly copy-paste of what they're doing, right? But if this topic is covered and people are enrolling in this specific offer, it just means that when you create your offer, there will be people interested in it as well. So honestly, whenever I see that somebody is doing something similar that I have thought of and they're doing great, I see this as encouragement for myself. Because again, we're not here like to copy paste the ideas, and obviously your offer will be different than that specific offer out there, but it definitely should reassure you that it's working. There is market for it. And imagine how many things beyond courses, how many things we have that have plenty of different variations. There will always be people who will choose your specific option, right? Just because somebody's already doing something that you have thought about, it should not discourage you, okay? I know that it can feel overwhelming, and the more like you, the deeper you go into the whole process, the more different people you explore, and at some point you really feel like there's just no space for you. But this is one of the reasons why I usually suggest taking a step back from market research per se and just listening to yourself instead. Like, think about what it is that you want to do and embrace that idea. You can sell anything. Like, this is one of the things I always talk about. You can sell anything as long as you believe in your own idea, as long as it makes sense for who is your ideal audience. And yes, you can research your market to bulletproof your idea. You can research your market to gather ideas. But the deeper you go in it, the more and more you will feel that overwhelm of like how many different products already are there, right? So definitely limit the time you spend for that and instead focus on bringing that product to life. And the third mindset shift, which honestly, like all of these points are kind of tied together, right? So it may seem very similar, but the third mindset shift I feel like is the most important one, because you have to understand that everyone has their own audience. Even if the product that you are creating is already out there, people who see that person's Instagram, that person's ads, or you know, whatever it is that they're putting out there, they're not always going to be the same people that you will target. Even if your target audience is the same, right? It might not always be all the same people. And again, it's very easy for you to be in that bubble where you feel like everyone sees this, like everyone must know about it, right? For example, in the course space, like if I'm thinking about the course, the biggest players in the course space, I'm thinking about everyone must know Amy, right? If you know who I'm talking about, you know. But there are so many people who have not explored her, who have not learned from her, who have not heard about her. And for me, because I'm so deep in what I do, I know those big players, I know my competitors, I know people who do similar things, I know their names, I know their offers. But my audience, most of my audience will actually, they may have heard about a person or two, but if they're not like closely following them, they will not know as much information as I do. So if you do feel like there's just so much competition, zoom in on who is your audience, who is following you, who is watching your stories, because these people will be interested in buying from you when your offer comes. They might not be following your competitors. Even if they do, especially these days when we're talking about specifically like Instagram, even if they are following your competitors, maybe they're not seeing their stories, maybe they're not seeing their posts, but they're seeing yours. So at the end of the day, when the decision comes and they have to purchase the product, when they're ready for the purchase, they will buy what you are offering because they know you, they have gotten to know you, they trust you, right? So all of this plays an important role when it comes to positioning yourself, when it comes to selling products, when it comes to creating products with confidence, it's very easy to get overwhelmed. It's very easy to get discouraged. But instead, I would always think about that whatever it is that you have as a challenge, whatever it is that you feel is your roadblock, think about a mindset shift for it. Think about the opposite. It's so easy to convince ourselves out of something just because it feels like too much of a challenge. But honestly, especially these days when so many different things are happening online, I see it as a chance for you to also step into that world, do your thing, find your audience, because it's not only that more and more people are creating products, it's also that more and more people are buying them, more and more people are getting familiar with them, right? And this is becoming like a normal thing to explore online courses, to explore digital products, to learn in this kind of environment, right? And there's still so many people who have never once done that, and they still are yet to explore, and you might be that first person they follow in your specific niche, and they're gonna get interested in your product, right? There are just so many different things that really play in your favor. So I don't feel like there is such thing as too crowded niche. On that note, I also want to quickly answer the question about crowded niches. Like, is there such a thing as a niche that is too crowded, that has like too many courses, like that I would really say it's too much? And honestly, no, there isn't. Because one thing is to be thinking about creating generic course, for example, social media or like Instagram marketing. Yes, there definitely are too many courses all about that, right? But if you zoom in on your specific audience, if you put your specific twist with your specific experience, or you set a specific goal for this course, right? You are already bringing something more unique to the table. And while there still might be many people doing something similar, you have already zoomed in on a more specific niche. So instead of doing the general thing, you're doing something that not every other person has thought about, right? So the more you think about that, the more you think about your unique perspective and what you bring to the table, the more unique is gonna be your product, even if it feels like you are in a niche that is maybe a bit too crowded. Now, this is gonna be it for this episode. I hope this episode inspired you to take that next step and really just to embrace what it is that you want to be creating. If you have any comments or there's a specific topic you would love to hear more about, make sure to reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. And if you currently are on that course creation journey yourself, make sure to check out your Course Creation membership, where you will find resources that will help you to plan, create, and launch your product. Plus, we have Friday Telegram chats where you can chat with me, ask your questions, share your experiences, and I will help you to get that offer to the finish line. That will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.